This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, March 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Why auto tariffs may matter to ag. Shipbuilding plan could hike produce prices. And USDA energy program asks. Why auto tariffs could matter for ag. President Donald Trump is announcing new tariffs on U.S. car and truck imports, and they may have implications for agriculture. The announcement of the 25% tariff comes just days before Trump is set to unveil reciprocal duties on U.S. trade partners. Why it matters? Well, many U.S. vehicle suppliers are also major consumers of U.S. agriculture products. Mexico, the top destination for U.S. ag exports, is the main source of U.S. vehicle imports. Japan, South Korea, Canada, and Germany are also major vehicle suppliers. In a press briefing announcing the vehicle duties, Trump additionally previewed further tariffs on lumber imports that could land on April 2nd. His reciprocal tariffs set for next week will also apply to every country, he said, despite reports that duties could focus on only a small group of U.S. partners, but he stressed he would be lenient. Now take note, explaining why the duties are necessary, Trump suggested one reason for auto tariffs was to pay for his economic agenda. Basically, I view it as reducing taxes and also reducing debt, he said. Consumers would feel shipbuilding proposals and higher produce prices. Recent proposals to revive the U.S. shipbuilding industry would show up in higher consumer prices for food not grown in the U.S., like bananas, an importer warns. Dole's chief legal officer, Jared Gale, told officials during the second day of public hearing on the proposals that the produce importers rely on highly streamlined supply chains. Dole imports produce via specially refrigerated ships that are not easy to come by, he said. Those vessels make multiple stops at many small U.S. ports where the company has negotiated special arrangements to expedite unloading. Gale said a new proposed $1 million port fee on Chinese-made vessels would send shipping costs soaring for importers. The proposed fee will cost Dole more than two times the total cost of running our entire U.S. fleet, Gale said. All Americans will immediately feel the significant price increase triggered by these fees, along with bread, eggs, and milk. USDA advises energy awardees on project fixes. USDA is giving awardees of three clean energy programs 30 days to voluntarily propose changes to align their projects more closely with the Trump energy and DEI directives. A notice sent by the agency to grant recipients and obtained by AgriPulse suggests changes to their grant proposals could include the removal of diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility features. It also suggests changes could be for, quote, using more affordable and effective energy sources, including technologies to increase energy production or storage. At issue are the Rural Energy for America, the REAP, Empowering Rural America, the new ERA, and Powering Affordable Clean Energy, PACE, programs. Take note, the notice says if awardees do not respond through the designated website, quote, it will be considered that they do not wish to make changes to their proposals and disbursements and other actions will resume after 30 days. Disbursements have been frozen while under USDA review. Further, for awardees who respond via the website to conform to changes processing on their projects will resume immediately, the notice says. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Newhouse, time is ripe for ag labor reform. A senior Republican lawmaker says the political climate is ripe to push for ag labor reform this Congress because lawmakers are hearing loudly from farmers. The president's focus on having a merit-based immigration system lines up perfectly with the Farm Workforce Modernization Act that we introduced in the past Congress, according to Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington. He spoke to AgriPulse on the sidelines of the American Business Immigration Coalition event on Capitol Hill. He said border policies were previously one of the biggest reasons people could not find it in their hearts to support changes to our visa programs. Now, however, fewer migrants are crossing the border, and there's a push from the Trump administration to lower grocery prices. Newhouse says that could be addressed by using immigrant labor. RFK Jr. shows interest in school meals. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has signaled an interest in improving school nutrition programs. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said Kennedy addressed the subject in a meeting with senators yesterday but did not provide specifics. USDA regulates school meals along with other federal nutrition programs. During his confirmation hearing, newly confirmed FDA Commissioner Martin McCary said he wanted to look at pilots for healthier school meals and was discussing the idea with administration officials. Kennedy also told senators he was willing to host a series of, quote, Make America Healthy Again events across the country to discuss plans and listen to stakeholders, according to Senator John Hovind of North Dakota. Hovind said he encouraged the secretary to hold events with school nutritionists, farmers, and ranchers. Because if you don't understand what they have to do on the ground, those nutrition rules won't work, Hovind said following the meeting. You have to have a better idea what you can and can't make work. Broadband funding source has good day before high court. Most Supreme Court justices appear to be skeptical of arguments that the Federal Communication Commission's Universal Service Fund is unconstitutional. In oral arguments yesterday, conservative justices Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett posed tough questions to an attorney for Consumers Research who argued the way to the $8 billion fund as administered violates the non-delegation doctrine prohibiting Congress from ceding legislative powers to agencies. Justice Sonia Sotomayor said numerous agencies impose fees and levies. The Federal Housing Finance Agency can levy upon regulated entities an assessment sufficient to pay its reasonable costs and expenses, she said. I can go on and on where agencies are being told to levy fees, duties, and tariffs. The case is likely to be decided by June. You can read more at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. The time is upon us to finally take action and solve a very important issue. That Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington on the need for ag labor reform. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, March 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Elliott.